Welcome. We're opening the doors to the Radio Thrift Shop. Digging in the crates for 33s, 45s, scratchy 78s, older and newer cassette releases, and compact discs. We're going to find classic rock and pop, jazz, exotica, folk, acoustic, folk rock, indie pop, lo-fi, psychedelic, jam bands, library and production music, easy listening, and just about everything else that tickles my ears. Hopefully it all makes sense by the end of the hour. I'm DJ Frederick. Thank you for tuning in. Let's explore the thrift shop. A cover of the Turtles' tune, Eleanor, by the Baja Marimba Band, here at the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick, celebrating 25 years on the airwaves here at WSCS, where you can find us online at classicalwscs.org. And I'm here with you every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight. Great way to spend a weekend evening listening to some unsuspected or unexpected tunes. And I'm going full thrift shop today. Yeah, bringing goodwill to you via the airwaves. Yeah, I'm going to drop the needle on a set by a Canadian musician named Ben McPeak. It's from his 1971 album, Ben McPeak's Latest Fling at the Record Scene. Yeah, great stuff. And these are all covers by the Canadian band Guess Who? No, really, Guess Who? Guess Who? Who? No, not the Who. Guess Who? I should have been a stand-up comedian. Not.
Thank you. Thank you. Juan Pablo Colasso is a nature recordist based in Colombia. Here, he describes how he uses a parabolic microphone to record a singing bird. Juan Pablo is blind, so he uses his hearing to pinpoint a small bird in dense vegetation.
I walk in without my headphones. I try to locate the sound with my ears. When I located that, I ask for my guide. The first question is really 100% dense, or there is a way to pass this row of trees to get closer to the source of the sound? And then they said, yeah, you can walk 3 steps to the right and you can go inside and get a different perspective. And then I put my headphones. When you use a parabola, you need to focus the sound. When the sound is focused, the volume of the sound really increases in the headphones, and you can get really sure that that sound is really 100% focused, and you can record that. In some situations, you need to target the parabola to the branch instead of the bird, because the sound is bouncing on that branch and is focused better than if you are going to target the bird.
Here's some of Juan Pablo's recordings on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein.
And welcome back to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. The Radio Thrift Shop is where you'll find two of our favorite things in the world, records and radios. Each week I create a new mix of tunes from the past century of recorded sound. There's no agenda, no genre, just music that I enjoy playing for you. And yeah, today we are going full Thrift Shop, digging into the bargain bins to bring you goodwill via the airwaves.
Jojo was a man who thought he was a loner,
but he knew he couldn't last.
Jojo left his home in Tucson, Arizona,
bought some California grass.
Get back! Get back.
Thank you.
some smooth sounds there from 1956. Ted and Dick Nash, a.k.a. the Brothers Nash, from the Jazz Unlimited series released on Liberty Records. Great tune called Cuban Veranda. Before that, we heard the one and only recording from the band Courtship from Fort Worth, Texas, and that was released on Capitol Records back in 1970. Kind of unusual cover of the Beatles' Get Back. Well, I'm getting back to the Radio Thrift Shop here at WSCS, celebrating 25 years on the airwaves. I'm with you every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight. So please tune in and enjoy.
My darling, won't you hold me tight and never let me go?
Ace can handle king, but nothing beats cold hard steel. You're on the sound beat.
Dry your eyes.
You're listening to Johnny Ace with Never Let Me Go, released in 1955.
No,
born John Alexander, Ace played in B.B. King's band and handled vocals when the King headed westward to L.A. In the early 1950s, he struck out on his own, scoring 8 hit singles, making him one of the hottest acts around. That all ended on Christmas Eve, 1954. While backstage at a show in Houston, Ace jokingly brandished a gun. What happened next is a matter of dispute. Some say a game of Russian roulette was to blame. Others contend he thought the gun was unloaded. But you've probably guessed what happened. Ace killed himself that night at the age of 25. What modern recording star penned a tribute to Ace? Find out right now at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
Hey, this is DJ Frederick from Radio Thrift Shop. If you have any comments or musical requests, you can email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. Groove on. Thank you. Little Joe and his Calypsonins at the world-famous Royal Victoria Hotel down in Nassau in the Bahamas, recorded in 1967. That was a tune called El Logo. Well, this is El Loco DJ Frederick here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, if you still use that old thing called a radio. Or you can listen to us online at classicalwscs.org. Sometimes we play surprising tunes, ranging from shoegaze to vaporwave. But today I'm going full thrift shop mode, bringing goodwill to you via the airwaves. I have a featured album to share with you here at the Radio Thrift Shop. This is another one of those lounge groups known as The Four of Us. And there's only three of them, so I'm not sure how they were known as The Four of Us. Russ David, Joe Shermer, and Art Shaler. And this was recorded in St. Louis, Missouri on Norman Records. We're going to hear some selections from The Four of Us. Let's drop the needle. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's definitely a lounge band that is challenged by math. That's the four of us with Joe Schirmer, Russ David, and Art Schuyler. Oh, and somewhere, Louis the Ninth. I don't know how that relates. Time travel. At any rate, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. New Hampshire. Not Connecticut.
Thank you.
Alpha and Omega here at the Radio Thrift Shop, and that is going to close out the hour here on WSCS. You can email me with musical requests or curiosities at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. Until next time, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, take good care of those you love.